That's Procol Harum. And one of the all-time great songs that's a Whiter Shade of Pale, 8:35 the time, 25 minutes before 9 o'clock on a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And as we do each and every Thursday, we welcome this morning Mayor Bob Whalen stepping in to talk to us for a few minutes. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you?
Great to be here, as always.
It's great to have you here this morning. You're sounding great once again. Congratulations there.
Thank you. Yeah, voice is strong.
You're in good, strong voice this morning. I know you're busy. I want to quickly get into a couple of things. Alex Rugani is the incoming chair of Laguna Beach's Housing and Human Services Committee. And in the Indy this week, he wrote that by October, Laguna Beach has to adopt a housing element that demonstrates a realistic plan to accommodate 394 units, 198 of them are designated as housing for low or very low income residents. And I'm sorry, I messed up his name. It's Runagi. My apologies, Alex. So failing to plan for enough housing would expose our city to fines, lawsuits, or maybe even the loss of control over land use. How close are we to adopting that housing element? And can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, Alex wrote a great column. And, you know, I've been working with him. I'm the liaison to the Housing and Human Services Committee. And Alex, Laura Sowers, and other members of that committee are just doing a great job. They really have, over the last 12 months, turned the focus full bore onto, you know, a housing and what we can do for some affordable housing production, be it for seniors or, you know, artists or workforce housing. So it's terrific. It's a hard problem to solve, but there, and we've really got some talented people there who are working on it, thinking about it, and I think you're going to see some interesting things come out of that committee. The housing element is a mandatory part of our general plan. You have to have one. Every city has to have one. And every 8 years, you have to renew it. I think the last one came through when I was still on the planning commission. You get assigned a number of units that you're supposed to zone for or demonstrate that you could have built in your community. Our last cycle, we had 3 units was our goal. Things that happened at the state level since then changed, and our assessment this time is 394 units. So you can see that's a dramatic increase.
Right.
But we've got a draft. We've had a hearing on it already. It's been submitted to the state housing Department of Housing and Community Development for review and comment. We'll be hearing what their comments are on that, and then it'll come back and go through the Planning Commission Council approval process, as you point out, by October. I think actually technically you could ask for an extension to the end of the year because of COVID, but I think we'll get it done by the October deadline.
Okay, so even though you've gotten an extension until the end of the year, we can still get this done by October. That's pretty good.
That's our target, yep. Okay. I think we'll get it done.
All right, and losing control over land use, that's unthinkable for us, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to have it. We want to guide our own course, right. On this. That's something you want to avoid. I mean, there is other legislation working its way through Sacramento that is taking away local control, and we're quite concerned about that. Again, we want to be inclusive. We want to look for ways to, you know, create this kind of housing, but we want to do it on our terms, right?
Right, right. And does the governor seem to be leaning maybe to be open to that?
Well, you know, there's a number of bills going through, and I don't know the answer. It's going to be interesting to see. SB 9, Senate Bill 9, Senate Bill 10, Senate Bill 12, all would really take local control out of certain housing decisions. And some of those have passed, you know, the Senate already, and they're into the Assembly, and we'll see how they go. I'm not sure the governor's tipped his hand yet on which ones he will and won't sign, but we should put that on a future agenda to talk about.
Okay. The city's moving forward with acquiring a South Laguna property as a possible fire station. It offered up $2.7 million for the old Tiamo building. Address the difficulty of that site as a fire station, or talk to us about the site, the one on Fifth Avenue, that corner lot, advantages to one over the other that you see?
Well, you know, I think we're going to have, actually, it's on our agenda Tuesday night to talk about. We're going to have a, you know, presentation. Council's already had a review, but I've asked for it to be on the public agenda, sort of a review of, I think, over 10 sites that we've looked at as possible locations and the pros and cons. I think what we're going to hear is that the Tiamo site is, while not ideal, is the best of the options, better than the Fifth Street location and other locations that we had looked at. So it'll be an opportunity for everybody to hear what those alternatives, you know, are that we've looked at and how the Tiamo one could work. I think the Tiamo one works better than other locations because of the size of the footprint of the building. You could get there you're able to, because of the slope of the lot, you're able to go up two stories without view issues. But we'll see. I mean, the other, at this point, you know, we're going through a process to determine what would go there. Fire station's one alternative. It's just, right. You know, it can be any public use, and that's part of the analysis that the city's going through currently. So right. Tuesday night will be interesting discussion on that, I think.
And I guess just my pedestrian question here is, if that were the site for a fire station, and as I see, as you roll through downtown now, you see sometimes that traffic has to be stopped for the fire engines to back up into the station. Would that be a concern on Coast Highway, or would we look at a side entrance, maybe creating a side entrance as opposed to them having to stop traffic on Coast Highway to back in?
Well, they're looking at a couple solutions on that, should that site be ultimately chosen for a fire station. One is, now you can actually drive engines into a station, and there's a big turntable where they rotate them internally. So,
Like Batman.
Maybe we'll do that. Yeah,
like the Batmobile. All right, now you're talking my language here. I got to tell you, it was fantastic seeing you this past Saturday, and it really seeing all of the neighbors and friends that we hadn't seen in over a year. The FET was an event that seemed to mean a lot more than just street musicians on a beautiful day here in Laguna Beach. Talk to us about what it meant to you.
Yeah, the Fête de la Musique, we kicked it off down at the Cobblestones, and you were there, of course, Ed. And, I think everybody just had a sense of relief, a sense of, you know, freedom, seeing friends, being comfortable without a mask if you're vaccinated, and then just strolling through our downtown and hearing music. And, the last time I did that, obviously we didn't do it last year, was 2019 FET, and I was just, as I walked through town, and just thought, wow, you know, this is, it's feeling like, you know, we do a couple of years ago. It's great to see people back on our streets, music out there, a more sense of normal, I guess. So it was terrific, and the timing couldn't have been better, you know, with the June 15 date for the state to, end all the restrictions. So good for us.
Right. Right. I had to take a moment and just look at the crowd and hearken back to where we were a year ago, exactly a year ago in June. And I was just delighted. It made me feel really good as a resident of Laguna Beach to be out there and for us to be back up and open. What's going on? What else is happening Tuesday night?
Well, so Tuesday night, we'll have the item we just talked about. Right. We'll also have an item on that Councilmember Weiss is bringing about, looking at the acquisition of electric vehicles as city vehicles are replaced over time. You know, I think the council has, we recently directed staff to look at solar capacity on all of our locations. This would be, looking at the purchase of electric vehicles. We looked at it a couple years ago when we were looking at buying some trolleys. The technology wasn't there, but, you know, things have moved forward so rapidly. I think we really want to, and we're not unique in this, but I think we really want to step up the sustainability of the city, our carbon footprint, and look to be neutral or even positive on that eventually. So I'm glad Councilmember Weiss is bringing this forward, and that'll be a good discussion. Those are a couple of the big items we've got.
Excellent. We'll look forward to Tuesday night. Now, I know that you're busy, but I gave you a homework assignment last week. We've been talking here for the last couple of weeks about fantastic movies about rock and roll, or movies that just have great soundtracks. And I asked you to jot down a few that you've loved over the years. Can you give us those?
Yeah, so you know, it was interesting thing as I started thinking about it, because you've got two different genres, right? You've got sort of the documentary type movie, and then you've got the, like you say, the great soundtrack movie. But some of the ones that I came up with, and this will, you know, date me a little bit, but Woodstock, right? That was a great one. The Last Waltz, which was the band, you know, the people on that, Eric Clapton, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, I mean, Muddy Waters. It was, that was an amazing movie. And then here's one I got a question for you on. There's two that are similar, that, and I kind of tend to the documentary end of things, but there's two that are similar. One is The Wrecking Crew, and the other is 20 Feet from Stardom. Basically, they both focus on, you know, sort of the studio musicians.
Right.
I loved both of those movies. Yeah. They were great.
That 20 Feet from Stardom was fantastic. I loved that.
Yeah. That was, I think it won an Oscar, I think, that one did. And then just a fun one, you know, School of Rock with Jack Black. That's a great one to, you know, sit down and just enjoy the music.
These are fine choices, Mr. Mayer. These are great choices. I love them all. And I just want to hearken really, really fast to the 20 Feet from Stardom and the story of doing Gimme Shelter from the Rolling Stones, where you can actually hear Mick scream from the other room when she hits that note. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Darlene Love.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayer, thank you. I always thank you for your time. I do want to tell you this, and you're going to be a part of a big reveal next week when we talk with you. You know that KXFM Chamber of Commerce, we're doing the Taste of Laguna. We're going to be setting a world record that night, and I'll reveal to you and to the to the audience next week exactly what that world record is going to be.
Okay, great. Ready? Love it. Wouldn't it be fun to have a world record here in Laguna?
Yeah, yes, it would. Yes, it would. As always, Mr. Mayer, we certainly appreciate your time with us today, and thank you for coming in again. And I'll send you off. How about a little, speaking of Woodstock, how about I send you off with a little Joe Cocker this morning?
Oh, my main man.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Mayer. Bob Whalen, 8:47 the time. It's The Mornings with Ed Show.